I'm the host of the show.
Okay, are we on?
Check one.
Okay.
Check one.
Get all the buttons going.
Check one, two, one, two.
Are we on? Sean, we rolling?
Are we loud enough?
We got speed. We got speed. All right. We got Mr. We're Lester on. Chambers, Mr. K.K. Martin, Mr.
Hello.
Eddie Keating.
Hello.
And this is Blue Power, everybody. This is our first attempt at live video, and I want to thank everyone for coming down. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
And I know that these people had to come an awful long way through all the traffic in the freeways.
All the way from the 60s.
I want to tell you a little bit about all of I want to tell you a little bit about Blue Power before we start. And this thing is popping, of course. But in 1994, I worked for Cashbox magazine, and I was the blues editor. And a friend of mine in Nashville said, well, why don't you put up a blues site, because there aren't any. And you really love the blues, and you really know the blues, so why don't you stick up a website? He says, I'll put it up for you. So he did. He put up this website. And the first show we did was 30 minutes long, and it took 4.5 hours to download in a WAV file. And it was pretty miserable. It was pretty horrible. And but we kept going, and I have kept it and kept it and kept it going as long as I can. I kind of feel like Paul, because I know what it's like to just keep shoveling money into something and never get it back, and only for the love of it. And basically, it's because I have loved the blues ever since I was 6 years old. And you can probably tell I grew up in the South. But to just, I'd like to let you know what we intend to do with Blue Power from now on. Mr. K.K. Martin teaches children in the LAUSD school districts and anywhere that he can find them. And we're touching now probably in Los Angeles how many thousand kids? A couple thousand kids? Or
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I would also add to that that that's actually how Lester and I met, was through the Sir Charles program.
That's excellent. Sir Charles, what a guy. He really is. And Sir Charles is a black man who's blind and teaches children and anyone who wants to learn to play the blues in Tallahassee, Florida. He's actually quite famous on the East Coast. And what we want to do is focus on teaching children music. And that's what our focus is going to be. And in a couple of months, we are going to have some kids here from the Sir Charles Blues Lab to show you what they have learned and how damn well they can play and how proud we are of them.
And they really do deserve a big hand. I mean, it's a very cool thing.
Yeah.
I've actually literally seen this program save kids' lives. And our whole thing when we started it, our slogan still remains, if we can get one kid to pick up a guitar instead of a gun, then how
there
cool is
go.
That?
There you go.
Or a harmonica.
Or a bass.
Or a piano if he's a big kid.
So anyway, tonight I want to thank Mr. Lester Chambers, Mr. K.K. Martin, Mr. Eddie Keating,
thank you
for taking the time to come down and do this, as rough as it's going to be, okay? But
we're blues guys. We're
blues,
used to rough.
That's right. Blues guys are used to rough. And
we wouldn't know what to do if it was easy.
Can you hear Mr. Chambers? Can you hear him okay? He's coming up on the mic now.
Yeah.
You're from Flora, Mississippi.
Flora,
right?
Mississippi, right.
Born in 1940. How many brothers did you have?
I had seven brothers.
Seven brothers.
Five sisters.
My God.
Yeah, my father was a farmer once in a while.
Were either of your parents musicians?
Yes. My mother was a singer.
Yeah.
Choir leader and stuff like that. And my father could play several different instruments. My mother's father was a master of all instruments.
My goodness.
Self-taught, of course.
That's excellent.
Yes.
So you learn, basically, you learn from your parents?
From sitting around on my dad and mom's knees just listening to them. And when the lightning and thunderstorms would come, or the hurricanes or tornadoes, it would be the only way that they could calm us down was to
play music.
Put us all on their knees and say, we'd sit around the fireplace and Mom and Dad were singing, we would sing along. And until the storm was over.
And you also sang in church?
Yeah, very much so.
A lot in church.
A lot of church.
A lot of church.
A lot of church.
My God. And KK. Yeah.
Still do.
Your
still
mother do. Was a musician, right?
Yes,
your
sir.
Your mother, because I remember KK was on a show for Blue Power a little over a year ago,
yeah.
Right?
And I think so.
Came up, and you had your first CD out.
I did.
That's all by yourself.
Yes, sir.
And you had a song in there that was your mother had written or something? Or
No, I don't think I had a song. I actually had a track on the CD that was included a performance by my grandmother.
There we go. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
Granny on guitar. That was pretty cool.
Granny on guitar. How long have you been playing?
Oh, God. All my life.
All your life.
Around 35 years.
Excellent. Excellent. Eddie, how about you?
35 years.
35 years. Playing the bass? Or did you start with something else first?
I was a singer and then went to bass and guitar.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, these gentlemen have a new CD coming out, and we want to shamelessly plug their new CD, basically because they're taking the time to come down here tonight and help me. And what's the name of it? Did you bring the...
We did, but I forgot to bring it in. It's still in the car.
Oh, it's still in the car.
Yeah. Yeah,
great. Well, price. You know, we'll send somebody out to get it.
Sure.
I'd like to get that on camera so that
Absolutely.
Everyone can see that.
And so would we.
All right.
Lester just kicked me in the shin.
Did he really?
Yeah.
For not bringing it
That's
in?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So if you see me hopping around one-legged, you'll know what happened.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to get out of the way, let you guys play some tunes.
All cool. Right.
Hey, would you? Would you,
you
mind?
Bet. That's what Leslie we do.
Chambers, Eddie Keating, Mr. KK Mark.
Yeah. We want all of you to consider this a party. And while we're here talking about the party, we'd like you to all know that we will be at the Mandalay Restaurant and Lounge tomorrow. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can edit that out. We'll be at the Mandalay Pearl tomorrow at 611 North La Brea. And we have a party every Thursday night there. As we are here tonight on Wednesday, we're going to have a party right now. Are you ready? You know, let's all get our smiles hooked up and our hands ready to tap. And there's a thrill up on the hill, written by Mr. Hank Ballard, recorded by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Let's go, let's go, let's go. One, two, you know what to do.
There's a thrill upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a thrill upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
everybody's gonna be there. Your friends and mine from everywhere. Come on, let us see. There's a party for you and me. That's it, baby, don't quit it. Let's go where it is. It's up on that hill. There's a thrill upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Everybody, there's a thrill upon the hill. Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go, Mr. Martin. Thank you.
Am I on here? Yeah, yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, man.
Lester,
yes,
I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
About the blues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you were growing up,
right?
You did you hear field hollers?
Oh, yeah.
Jumps, shouts, all
that? That's how we communicated, because I don't know about any other states,
yeah.
But Mississippi has this... I don't know what you would call it, but you could be on this hill and holler, and you could hear it.
What? Could you give us an example? And what did it mean? I mean,
well,
the different...
some would mean it's rain coming. And
yeah.
Sometimes it would mean there's a rabbit on the way. Dinner on the table. Oh, get the gun, you know.
Get the gun.
Yeah, let's have dinner.
Get the gun.
But it was an amazing thing, and we would always go home after dark. Of course, you had to stay in the filter dark, at which point we would eat cornbread and buttermilk and sit on the front porch and sing. And the next day, people would request their songs from across the hill. You wouldn't see them, but they would holler, "Hey, George, would you have your boys, sing, glory, hallelujah, you know?" So that night we knew we had an audience for Glory, Hallelujah, or Would the Circle Be Unbroken, or whatever the song would be, but there was an echo thing. I've not heard that in any, maybe in the mountains somewhere,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but Mississippi just rings out with echoes. You could just hear everything.
That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
The blues is such an important part of American musical
it
culture.
It is indeed, yes.
And without it, music would have gone in a totally different direction.
Well, there would be a lot less music, I do believe, if
ain't
there
that
had
the
never
truth?
Been the blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were younger, who did you get a chance to see? Any of the great blues players?
Not while I was in Mississippi. It was only gospel down there.
Yeah.
But I heard Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, T-Bone Walker.
T-Bone Walker.
We could go to the cafe. You see, we go to My dad would give us 50 cents every Saturday. And with this 50 cent, you could get in the movie.
Yeah.
Get a box of popcorn. Go back to the restaurant after the movie. Buy a hamburger. A homemade donut. And play Four Records.
And play Four Records. Play on four the jukebox,
on
right?
On the jukebox.
Well, what was on the jukebox
well,
at
Muddy
that time?
Well, Muddy Waters was on there. I'm a Man. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hoochie Coochie Man.
Yeah.
John Lee Hooker was doing Tupelo, Mississippi.
The Great Flood.
The Great Flood.
Yeah.
And which is one of my favorites he ever did. And, of course, B.B. King was doing When I First Met Your Baby.
You were just Sweet 16.
Oh, Lord. and, you know, my brothers and I, we would take this change that was left over, and we would go to the restaurant. We would sit there. It was actually a cafe instead of a restaurant. And we would take turns playing the four songs, and we would play, and sometimes it would only be the four songs on the jukebox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there was some little Milton, some early little Milton.
Milton was around then,
right?
Yeah.
T-Bone Walker, just beautiful.
T-Bone Walker, you listen to T-Bone Walker, you can hear T-Bone taught Chuck Berry everything he ever played.
Thank you.
Everything thank he you. Ever played.
And a lot of them got that from the one and only Jimmy Reed.
Yeah. Billy Taylor played with Jimmy Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Reed, first job in the studio, he was hired as a studio musician to come in and help this guy get his record recorded. But he wound up with the record deal. And the other guy wound up playing on Jimmy Reed's record.
I'll be damned.
I ain't calling no names. But
Jimmy Reed was one of the greats. And he used to have his wife standing right behind him, whispering the lyrics in his ear because he couldn't remember the lyrics of the songs.
And sometimes with a stick playing the drums on a cardboard box.
Yeah.
That's why they sound so flat and beautiful.
Flat and beautiful.
Flat and beautiful.
I like that.
No ringing, just, you know.
We want to encourage more people to like the blues and get into the blues. And the amazing thing about the blues is in the United States, in every major city in the United States, someone, because they've taken the government's taken the funding away for music and arts programs.
That's true.
Okay. Someone recently called me and told me it was the dumbing of America. Mm-hmm. And because music hooks things up in kids' heads and allows them to learn better, to read better, to do all kinds of learning skills better. And what's happening is amazing because in Detroit, in Chicago, in the state of Alabama, they are teaching the blues to 26,000 kids.
Right.
And they have the brothers going in to the schools, literally teaching. Mm-hmm. And they're not telling them they can't do it because they don't have credentials. They want the kids to know what their heritage is of the state of Alabama. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years when all these kids that have learned to play the blues from the time that they're this high, what's going to happen? In a decade or 15 years, all these kids are going to be making records. And I can't wait to hear them.
It's going to be a very bluesy world.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you guys do some more
blues
for us?
All right. We're going to do this Trouble in Mind. I'm blue. I won't be blue always because the sun going to shine in my back door one day. Won't be blue the sun's going to shine, and my back door one day, yeah, traveling
Mr. Lester Chambers.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
The one, the only, Mr. Lester Chambers.
Mr. Lester Chambers.
Thank you very much.
I want to ask you about the inevitable. Time has come today. Everybody I know asks Mr. Lester Chambers about that. That must have been a thrilling time.
It was. It was a time a lot like now. Which haven't really changed a whole lot because it was about the youth of America.
Yeah.
And it was about school, and it was about kids leaving home, kids being drafted into Vietnam and didn't want to be, or didn't need to be, or should have never been.
Yeah.
And it was just about a whole bunch of political things that was designed to destroy the progress of young America. It seemed the protest at every college, every school, and if you had a car and you were driving anywhere, you could have 50 hitchhikers in your car in a matter of a half an hour because they all needed to go somewhere or be somewhere that they hadn't been, or they just wanted to, you know, be free. So as of traveling all over the world so rapidly and so often, and every state was the same, regardless of what side of the world it was on, it was the same. Even in Europe, everything was the same. The kids were in, you know, they couldn't be left alone. So anyway, we came up with this idea that time had come today. My brother Joe and Willie wrote the lyrics and most of the music, and I wrote the cowbell. Cuckoo! I wrote that too. And as you know, a lot of people got rich, and the Chambers brothers got famous.
Yeah, but not rich,
not
right?
Not rich, not yet.
Well, that's.
And I don't have to tell you what happened.
What label was that?
CBS.
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 CBS Records and Tapes, Columbia House.
The Columbia House.
Yeah.
The school of.
Non-payment.
I think they taught
the school of dues.
They taught every record company in the business at that point how to be dishonest.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They still are. I'm not ashamed or afraid to say it because there are more people that shouldn't be in a position that they are in because of a position that was forced on them. You know, like the guy that wrote. The song Louie Louie.
Yeah.
I even like the guy, the best thing in life for free.
Mm-hmm.
He never got paid more than $50 a night. Jimmy Reed never made more than $50 a night in his entire life.
My God.
And sometimes it was more like four or five.
Yeah.
You know, when the old club owner comes on you and say, you didn't draw so good, so we didn't make no money, when here's $4. And you can eat if you're hungry. For instance, the guy that wrote The Best Thing in Life for Free, You Can Give It to the Birds, and it'll be a great song that Barrett Strong.
Money.
Thank you. Thank you, Gypsy. Money.
Money.
Anyway.
Hi, Gypsy.
what happened, they took this song of his and they put it in a commercial, and they were going to give him $50,000 at once. And the poor man had a heart attack.
He didn't know what to do.
He had a heart attack. He never got the money.
Never got the money.
Never got paid.
One of those castles,
you know,
made of
sand. And he was just so, you know, I'm here as a poor, hungry guy, barefooted and all that stuff. But one of the most played songs in the world.
Yeah.
And I think the most he ever made off that song was probably $200 or $300.
Barry Gordy published it, right? The man who bought and sold and closed down Detroit. Okay.
And most of his fellow brothers and sisters.
Yes, absolutely.
Almost everybody that came in contact with him, except his favorite few.
Yeah, the family.
The family.
The
right.
family.
And we know who they are. And Columbia had their favorite few.
But damn, they made some great records.
Woo!
They made Motown made
records.
Great records. Some great records.
They sure did.
Well, let's pick it up a little bit.
All
How
right.
about stomping one, man?
Okay.
What you All gonna
right.
do?
We're gonna do. let's. There's no booze here. We know that, but we'd like you to know that there is coffee.
Could somebody go get some, please?
Coffee and soda and stuff back there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't drink much of that because it will probably rust my pipes. But anyway, Tore Up Over You.
Oh yeah.
Which is a favorite song of ours, and it gives us a great feel to know that we all got tore up together. Y'all want to get tore up together? Y'all want to have a... This is your party. All right? This is your party, so we want you to really enjoy yourself. You can sing along in any key you wish to. It's all you got to do is say, tore up, and sound like you're tore up. You don't have to look that way, but... Yeah.
Get down.
Same key, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, we picked a good one. I'm tore up over you, and I can't find my way. One, two, you know what to do.
My way, Mr. K.K. Martin.
since you've been gone, A.K. Martin. I cry all day long. And since you went away and left me, I don't want nobody else. I'm tore up over you. Oh, I can't find my way. Tore up, hey. Yeah.
Just cannot find my way.
I'm lost without you, girl.
Thank you very much.
We'd like to say these and all the songs that we have done this evening is from the album, the CD that we just recorded, Blues for Sale.
Is that the title?
That's the title.
Gee, I'd sure like to see it.
Blues for Sale. I'd like for you to see it too.
That's
John.
The title, and that's what
we
it
send
is.
To go get it
I don't
so
know,
we can show it.
Maybe. Talk to Lester. I'll run out and get it while you're talking to Lester.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to Lester.
I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Then you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I'm only kidding.
So where have you been recording this album?
Everywhere. We tried several different places, but we wound up in the studio cafe.
In the studio cafe.
Studio cafe in. Balboa, on the peninsula.
Yeah.
On the peninsula down there. Nice little place about the size of this, little room. Had, used to be a big jazz room. And a lot of jazz, a lot of your favorite jazz albums was recorded.
Were recorded there.
Live, right there, yeah. And the pictures, oh, God. It was such a great place. The walls were just saying,
do it.
Do it to me.
Do it, do it, do it.
Do it, yeah. So we did... most of it right there. A couple of the tunes from the CD was done in a studio, Valley Center Sound.
Yeah.
And one was done in Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah. We wind up from Mexico. And I'm cold as I can be.
Cold as you can be. How many tunes on the CD?
It's how many songs on the CD? God, you know, I think it's about 14, 13, yeah. 14.
13 yeah. or 14 yeah. songs.
Right.
Just like a regular album.
Yeah, and it's all live. Even what we did in the studio, we did live. And with no drums, you know.
Just the way you do
just,
it now.
Just this way right here.
Never yeah. over the top.
Never over the top.
Never over the
never
top.
Never over the top.
Never. It boils, but it never boils away.
There's always some steam under the
absolutely. Yeah. There we go. Now we got it. Let's see it, KK. Don't give it to that man there. All right, who's got a camera here?
Now, this is ooh, just the stunt this. CD, remember? It's not
who
the
we got right here.
The can actual you see real it? CD.
Yeah? It's okay. You can see it all right? It's, let me see here. Lester Chambers and KK Martin, Blues for Sale. Go out and get it. Go out and get it.
I actually really like the cover. If you look at the truck, it's like a 1953 Chevy that's all rusted out in a vacant lot that says Blues for Sale. When I saw that picture, it
yeah.
just kind of, you know,
yeah,
hope
really.
Springs eternal sort of thing, you know?
Excellent.
That guy's an optimist.
That guy is an optimist. That's very funny. How long have you been playing together, you guys?
A little over a year.
A little over a year.
Just mm-hmm. barely.
And Eddie, when did you come join them?
About
9 months ago. 9 months ago. This man is the most understated cat I've ever met.
One of the greatest really bass is. Players on the planet,
yeah.
Mr. Eddie Keating.
Yeah, marvelous guy. I'd like to thank everybody. I'm looking at out now and can see the people that are here, and I want to thank you so much for coming down. I see an old friend of mine, Mr. John Goff, one of the finest writers, music writers of all time, who was with Cashbox magazine right. for years.
Hi, John.
I can't believe I'm seeing you, man. It is so good to see you. Fantastic drummer, Mr. Phil Block, is here. I've worked with him many times. God almighty. Mr. Gary Anderson, Mr. Paul Schuster, Mr. Bob Hyman, I can just go on, Madeline, Mr. David Kimmelman, Theda, our friend Theda, my lovely wife, Rowena. And I want to thank Mr. Paul Kulak for allowing us to do this here tonight. And, you know, he just came up to me and he says, I'm going to pass the can around and, you know, because he's, you know, he doesn't charge people to come in here. The first question that I asked him was, how do you keep it open? And he said, barely. Okay. So this is the kind of thing that Los Angeles needs desperately for budding musicians and for young aspiring songwriters. It's not easy to find a place like this anywhere in the world. My hat's off to Mr. Paul Kulak for putting this place together. All right, Lester, where did you go?
He went to grab another harpoon.
Oh, he went to get another harp?
Yeah, he went to
listen,
get another
before,
horn.
Listen, before we leave tonight, I have to hear you play Slide. Man.
Sure. Absolutely. I did bring the resonator.
You brought the resonator?
I did.
Yeah.
We'll get around to that.
And if you could do, maybe you could do a Robert Johnson too.
Sure, we can do some Robert Johnson for you.
The man is bad. The man is bad. He really is.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where is that? What, Lester, get on out here. See my bald spot?
No, I didn't.
I never realized it was there until today. You know, I'm gonna paint a happy face on here. So, or paint something that says something.
You and David Lee Roth.
Me and David Lee Roth. Mm-hmm. Lester, come on, man. We're holding it for you.
You know, that just makes him go slower.
Does it?
Yeah.
That figures. That's what makes me go slower, too.
all that pressure, we can't take it.
You can't take it, huh? You got any festivals you're going to be playing soon?
We've just been so busy with concentrating on getting the CD done. It's there, you know, half of the tracks are
yeah.
studios all over the place, and half the tracks are live from kind of all over the place. So it was just a real effort to get it out there. But I'm really, really proud of the CD. I feel like for the first time in my career,
that, you know, I've put out a CD that 100 years from now, you know, you'll still be able to put it on and it'll stand up, you know.
It'll be valuable.
I think so. And once again, you know, I'm just so fortunate and so blessed to be playing with Mr. Lester Chambers.
Yeah.
You know, I go to school every time I play with this man. He's a mentor, a brother, a friend, and just one of the greatest musicians I've ever had the privilege to know.
How much did he pay you to say that, man?
Not a dime. And the amazing thing about Lester is because of, you know, Lester's history, you know, you were talking about blues guys. I mean, this man lived with Mississippi John Hurt, or I mean with Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Wow.
Lived with Mississippi Fred McDowell, was
yes.
adopted by Lightning Hopkins.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. You lived with him.
Traveled, huh? Toured extensively with John Lee Hooker.
Yeah.
As a harmonica player with the band. And that came about, he had this tour, big tour, 2-month tour in Europe. And I, first of all, I couldn't believe a man his age was going to be working that hard.
Yeah.
And they work you when you go over there. I mean, yeah. They work you 12 hours, 18 hours a day. Anyway, I was blessed because the airplanes over there were so small, they couldn't carry the Hammond B3 organ.
Did you ever try to pick up a Hammond B3?
I'm saying to the keyboard player, guy, get you one of these little Porter things, you know, like a briefcase. And John Lee Hooker's going, no, he ain't gonna play that, stay with me. I want the real thing. I want the real thing.
The real thing.
The real thing, you know? So
it's like an 800-pound B3, right?
14, man. I call it Bertha.
That man knows.
Big Bertha.
That man
Woo!
Knows.
But it's the greatest sounding instrument, one of the greatest sounding instruments ever created, by the way. John Hammond Sr. Is the reason the Chambers Brothers was on Columbia Records.
Absolutely.
But he did not intend.
Yeah.
He was a fair man. And he did not intend for what happened to us to happen. And we were the last group that he signed to the label before the other president came in office.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything went his way.
John Hammond Sr. was an amazing man.
He made a beautiful man. And also his son, John Hammond Jr.
Yes, absolutely.
One incredible man that I'd love to work with any given time. It was just a beautiful guy. He came to California because he was rebellious at an underaged. And the Chambers Brothers was working at a club called the Insomniac in Hermosa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So John Hammond would be hanging around out there, and we would say, where do you live? He says, well, I just got me and my guitar. We brought him home with us, and that was a reward that we got from Senior that we took care of Junior.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But how could you say no to a blues man?
That's right.
You know, how could you say no to a blues man? You
That's right.
Open up the door, let him in. We must keep the blues alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We must
totally agree.
At all, we must keep the blues alive because it is such a wonderful thing. It is such a great feeling. The feeling you feel when you hear it has, if you could only be singing it. Oh, it's so different and so strong and so pure. It's like singing to God, and I am with God, from God, all about God. And some people have called me the preacher of the blues. But through God, all things are possible. And I'd like to thank him now for my being able to be here, because 5 years ago, I was hit with the big C, known as cancer, and had no alternatives but to go to God. I knew about him, but I was sliding and skipping through the door, you know. Oh, Lord, but when that happened, I had to take time and really become aware of the thing that was happening. And through my faith in God, and you can have the same faith, God is real. Trust me. I know this. He saved me. He saved me, or I wouldn't be here today.
Why don't you show us, man? Show us.
We're going to do this song, just on the album. Well, I tell you, it's a long story. I hate to keep telling long stories, but they're all good. One morning, it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I can't sleep, and I'm watching the Cartoon Network. And old Tom and Jerry was on, of course. Tom was trying to sleep, and Jerry had his band in the basement rehearsing. And this is the beat, this is the song. I got a gal, she's always late, every time we have a date, and I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate. I'm gonna see if I can get it straight, 'cause I need her. Yes, I want her. Acting lately makes me doubt. Ooh, my baby, maybe. Or maybe the flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that's always been strange. Just when you think you want her, she'll go and make a change. And I wanna know, if you is or if you ain't my baby. The way you acting lately makes me doubt. Baby blue.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, too much. We got about time for one more, and we're going to hit the bricks, so to speak. I'm going to keep everybody up because I know everybody has to work in the morning here in L.A. I know I do. So what's it going to be,
well,
gentlemen?
We're going to do a song now that everybody can most definitely sing along. It's probably my most enjoyed song that I've sang through my whole career. Written by the one and only great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. recorded by several different artists, including KK and myself, Chambers Brothers, Aretha Franklin, Rod Stewart, just a whole, I'm just going crazy here, whole bunch of people. And every time it's been recorded, it's been great. So when I met KK, we were sitting down, we had one rehearsal so far. And he came up to my house, and we sat in my living room, and we just went over about 150 songs that we still don't do. But one of the songs that we went over was People Get Ready. And he says, we got to do People Get Ready. I says, He says, well, you probably did that too much already, huh? I says, well, you can never do enough of a good thing.
That's right.
But I could understand him wanting to play the song with me because he just met me. And I said, sure. Sure. Hey, I'm talking because he's tuning.
Curtis Mayfield wrote that, didn't he? Did Curtis write that tune?
Curtis Mayfield wrote, produced, and recorded.
Yeah.
Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, and the late, great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. So I told Mr. Martin, I said, you take it home with you. As my friend said earlier, here's the music, write the lyrics. I said, I know the lyrics, write the music. So he came up with a phenomenal arrangement that I couldn't resist, that we couldn't resist, and we've been doing it ever since. And we'd like to do this for you. We'd like for all of you to join in and imagine that Mr. Curtis Mayfield would like there to be People Get Ready, there's a change coming, but it don't look like there ever is. So we're just going to keep saying there's a train.
They're coming.
And then we can all jump on board. And once we're on board, we can all sing together. All you got to do is say, ooh, in any key that's suitable to you. And I guarantee you God will hear us anyway. People get ready. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, you open doors and border. There's room for all among the love the most. We all say, There ain't no room for the hopeless, the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind. Say this song, believe me now. Have pity on those, the chances grow thinner. There's no hiding place, the kingdom gone. We all say again. A train coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith. You can hear the Jesus coming. You don't need nothing yet. You just thank you so much. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. God bless God all bless. Of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Mr. Lester
so
Chambers.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Eddie Martin. Keating on the bass guitar.
Mr. K.K. Martin on the guitar. And thank you, all of you, thank you. Thank you so very much. You're so
John
beautiful.
John Reese, Paul Kulick.
Blue
thank
Power.
You so much.
Blue
thank
Power. You. Keep the blues alive. Amen.
Remember, when you teach a kid to play, the whole world sings. All right? So let's get out there and start teaching those kids some music.
Yeah!
All right. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hang around so we can talk, all right?